This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Opposition politicians in Poland are criticizing police for arresting the anti-fascist protesters at a nationalist march in Warsaw. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Critics say the Polish police did not react to the appearance of a Nazi-era symbol at Warsaw's annual far-right-led independence march, but instead detained activists from liberal groups. Many liberal groups who oppose the march have accused the police for years of displaying favorable treatment towards the nationalists while treating protesters of the event unfairly. The counter-protesters held white roses and a banner reading "Nationalism is not patriotism" before police removed them from a location near the march route. I'm Karen Chamas.
Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said Saturday her mission in life was to ensure the island continues to belong to its people and that Taiwan's existence was a provocation to no one in a fiery pre-election rebuff to China. Taiwan holds an election on November 26th, a month after Chinese President Xi Jinping secured a precedent-breaking third leadership term. Xi has ramped up military pressure on the democratically governed island to accept Beijing's sovereignty, while the vote for mayors and councillors in Taiwan is nominally about domestic issues. Tsai told thousands of cheering supporters at a rally in central Taipei that much more was at stake. It was the first time she had so explicitly gone after China in this campaign. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill on Sunday said the government would consider making illegal the paying of ransoms to cyber hackers following a recent cyber attacks affecting millions of Australians.